I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is amazing because you wake up, you get your coffee, you get your breakfast, boom, baseball is on,
it's right
baseball
there.
Is back.
It's time for Bet Slips and Bat Flips.
This is going to be unbelievable.
With Lucy Burge.
I don't know if we are eventually going to have Aaron Judge conspiracy theories.
And Jake Hassan.
This is just going to be the biggest bloodbath, and I mean that in a great way.
Betting K's and debating your plays.
This is a great spot for the kid. He gets the opening day start, baby Pedro. He's like 15 years old.
Play ball.
No sweat. Have a fun time. Good luck out there. Do your best.
Welcome to Bet Slips and Bat Flips presented by BetMGM. I am Lucy Burge alongside my great co-host Jake Hassan, and we are here with you to talk some baseball because baseball is, of course, the best. Jake, how are you doing today on a Wednesday?
Doing great. Having a great day. Pre-show meeting was great. You know, baseball great. Bets, dealing with trolls and texting your ex. We do it all on this show.
We surely do. We do it all. It was one of the Hall of Fame pre-show meeting, as we saw Belichick on ESPN today. Very exciting day for all. And we are here to talk with you as we want you to also comment to us in the chat because we are here to flip some bets and make some cash. And you can follow us wherever you get your podcast and live every day from 2 to 2:30 on twitch.tv/BetQL and also on the Odyssey Sports YouTube page. Send us your questions, comments, and bets to the BetQL Twitter page or drop them right in the chat, please. With all of that being said, it is time to
play ball.
It is time to play ball, and we are going to go through one game that we love today because we love when you join us here on the BetQL Network, and you can catch us all season long starting at 2 p.m. Eastern. So get in here, get your bets ready, send them to us, please. Send us whatever's on your mind today on a sunny here, hump day. If you're betting on anything today, let us know what you think of what you're betting on, what we are betting on, the show, what you think of us. Whatever is on your mind today, we want to hear about it in the chat, and together we will find some winners. So let us start off by recapping how our bets did yesterday. Jake, how did yesterday go for you?
It went all right. Tuesday, more like Threesday. Am I right? Boo, tomato. Went 3-3-3. You know, three voided bets because of the rained out White Sox game. Not really what you want, but we run it back. So overall, decent day. I tried to tell you, Lucy, about the Guardians money line. Didn't trust the Red Sox bullpen. And that game got real weird, real fast. But that Red Sox bullpen came back to bite you. I mean, worked out for me, but.
Yeah, it worked out for you. It didn't work out for me where I watched the whole game, stayed up for the whole game because I thought, you know what, maybe it'll be a walk-off. This team could surprise you. They're magic. First, you got Tristan Casas trying to steal third for no reason. That will go down as maybe the weirdest moment. Alex Cora's reaction is a new meme, so that's always fun. But yeah, you were right, and congrats on that because that was very sad. Also, for me, it's a big L on my forehead, as Bare Naked Ladies once said, because I was...
That was good. Right? That's a good makeup for yesterday at the end of the show. Okay, we're back.
Yep. Although I believe it was Smash Mouth. So actually, maybe
was,
I didn't make up for it. I was Smash Mouth. But you know what?
I was gonna breeze past that, but
yeah, we like honesty. Thinking of the rest of the song, it was Smash Mouth. They're both great, phenomenal bands. 1-4 I went yesterday. I watched as each bet just went down the drain. Manny Machado, no home run. Austin Riley, over 1.5 total bases, got that done. Aaron Judge, over 1.5 total bases, did not. Anthony Volpe, same thing, no. Grayson Rodriguez did not go over 6.5. I believe he had 6, which is always tough. That's a tough one. But you know what? We're going to pick it back up today, Jake, we're going to redeem ourselves because let us dive into the one game that we love today. What was the first game that caught your eye, Jake?
Yeah, I'm going back to the Yankees. Well, first thing that popped to me was Yankees Blue Jays. Kevin Gausman's a fade for me right now. I think this guy is hurt and we just don't know about it. His velocity is down and a lot of guys in the Yankees lineup, primarily their three primary hitters, Soto, Judge and Stanton, have really good history against him as it is. So I'm going the Yankees team total over 4.5. I know a Thursday getaway day, these games get weird, but I'm going an over here because Gausman just isn't right and the Yankees already had good history against him.
I love that because I might so happen to have two bets in this game on two Yankees players. So we will get to those in our best bets. But the game that caught my eye was Red Sox Guardians. I'm very excited about this game. Redemption here. Guardians plus 115. Red Sox are favored here. They're favored. Minus 130. Totals at 8.5. It is Ben Lively in his debut versus Tanner Houck. And I am taking the guy who tried to steal the base, Tristan Casas, to have over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI. He's hit 3 home runs in his last 4 games. He is on fire right now. He's doing a lot. And if he just, I think a home run would be his best bet because he doesn't have to be on the base paths at all and stay on any base or have to steal anything. But over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI, minus 130 at BetMGM, I think he can get this done tonight. We, Jake, have five games in progress right now on this beautiful day for baseball. First up, we have the Giants Marlins. Giants are winning 2-1 over the Marlins, and they are minus 300. And Marlins are plus 230 currently. The total is 4.5. It is Keaton Wynn versus Trevor Rogers. The game is in the bottom of the 7th. Are you sweating anything out in this game?
I'm not. I couldn't get a good feel for it. I wanted to bet the Giants and I ended up staying away just because there was some weirdness. But Keaton Wynn, I think, is starting to prove himself as a play on. He's kind of breaking out. I know it's the Marlins and they are very terrible, but he's somebody who has kind of in his last couple starts showed me a lot. And I'm going to be playing on him probably in his next couple starts.
That's awesome. We have Twins Orioles. Orioles are winning 1-0 over the Twins. The Twins right now plus 190 on the money line. Orioles minus 250. The total is at 6.5. It is Pablo Lopez, my Cy Young pick, against Albert Suarez in his first professional appearance since 2018. First MLB appearance since 2017. The game is in the top of the 4th. Do you have anything in this game?
I didn't, but I mean, Pablo Lopez, I mean, stinks for him because I feel like this game is just going to end 1-0. Got by Gunnar Henderson to start the game. I mean, he's an MVP candidate. What can you do? But I would never, ever bet the Twins here because their lineup is brutal. And Lopez is probably just going to take the tough luck loss here.
Yeah, it's a tough go. The Pirates, Mets. Pirates are winning 1-0, minus 120. They are on the money line. Mets are minus 105. Total is at 6.5. It is Bailey Falter versus Luis Severino. The game is in the bottom of the 3rd. Do you have anything in this game?
No, I would never take anything in this game. Bailey Falter is somebody I don't like to play on. I don't believe in the Mets, especially with their late game antics this year. So I got nothing here.
And it is now 2-1 Mets. So that's exciting. Wow. Okay. Rangers, Tigers. Rangers have a 1 run. So do the Tigers. It is tied. Plus 125. The Rangers on the money line. Tigers minus 150. Totals at 7.5. Dane Dunning versus Tarik Skubal. Game is in the top of the 4th. Anything for you, Jake, in this game?
Yeah, I am actually sweating Jonah Heim over 1.5 total bases in this game. Honestly, and this could be a live angle right now, the Tigers this year have come back late in games to just win multiple times already. They did it to the Mets. They did it to the Rangers once already. And they did it to the Royals, I believe, as well. They've done it a handful of times, and we're very early in the season. If this game gets closer to a pick'em or even Tigers plus money at some point, I would consider taking that because they just have this penchant for in the 7th, 8th inning, scoring a couple runs and closing it out.
Yeah, definitely. And then we have Padres Brewers. The game is tied at 0. There is a no run scored in this game. Plus 100 for the Padres on the money line. Brewers minus 125. Total is at 5.5. It is Michael King versus Bryce Wilson. The game is in the bottom of the 4th. Did you have anything going into this game, Jake?
I did. I had Brewers team total over 4.5. Michael King throws his fastball, his sinker, and four-seamer more than 50% of the time. The Brewers hit over 300 against that pitch, one of the best teams against fastballs. And, of course, he's throwing a no-hitter, so that's going really, really well. I also have a hit parlay with Heim from the Rangers-Tigers game and Sal Frelick in this game, and as there are no hits for the Brewers, that's also not going so great.
Oh, well, we have some time to pick it back up here. We also There's plenty of game left, plenty of season left. We're in a really good spot. We do have one game starting in just a minute here. In H-Town, we have the Braves against the Astros. Houston Rockets, Beyonce said in one of her songs. So whenever I see Houston, I think of her saying that. Braves, Astros. Braves, 0. Astros, 0, because the game has not begun yet. Braves, -135. Astros, +115. Total is at 9. This is Max Fried versus JP France. The game starts at 2:10 Eastern, so in literally just 1 minute. The anticipation is just very, very exciting. Did you have anything in this game, Jake?
Yeah, I'm going to play on Jared Kelenic, +160 for over 1.5 total bases. He's off to a great start, revitalizing his career in Atlanta. Stop me if you heard that one before. And even though he's 0-1 against France in their career, only had one at-bat, the one ball he hit, a 106 exit velocity, and an expected slugging in the 700s. So I'm going to take a shot with the 2+ bases for Kelenic, and I'm even going to do a 6-1 home run play for the Just for Funsies home run play of the day for Kelenic.
Ooh, very nice. I love that. It is now time for the Bettors Box. So let us know what you think of that as well. Step right up to the Bettors Box. We want to hear from you. Drop any of your thoughts, your plays, your bets, your comments in the chat, your favorite plays, your questions. Just come in and say hi, even tell us how your day is going. You all out there are the engine of this show, and we are so grateful that you watch and that you listen, and we want to hear from you. Please say hi, tell us what you think of the show, and send us everything that is on your mind in the chat on YouTube or Twitch, or comment on any social media platform where you can find us. It is now time to touch them all. We are going to go through injury news, lineup updates. One piece of injury news that is, I just felt like this is very sad. Ozzy Albies to the 10-day IL with a fractured right big toe. I love betting on Ozzy Albies, so this was a little sad for me. He suffered injury when he was hit by a pitch during Monday's game against the Astros, and then Justin Verlander will make his season debut against the Nationals on Friday. He worked 4 innings for AA Corpus Christi on Saturday, and Houston has the second worst team ERA in baseball at 5.39, and they are +140 to win the AL West. They're sitting at 6-13 on the year, so hopefully he can help them out when he returns. And then Rafael Devers and Garrett Whitlock exited early in the loss. So Devers has left knee discomfort, which Alex Cora said came out of nowhere, which is very, very concerning. And then Whitlock was pulled after 4 innings pitched and 54 pitches due to left oblique tightness, so that's never great. So that's something to keep an eye on as well. And then the story of the day, I would say, because this was pretty big news. Jonte Porter gets a lifetime ban from the NBA for gambling, very much like someone who played in Major League Baseball, Pete Rose. I wonder if Jonte Porter would be allowed in the Hall of Fame at this point.
Don't think he was on track to get there.
Start his movement. I should be in the Hall of Fame. No, he should not be. When you think about a very prominent gambling story that also happened in baseball right now with the Ohtani situation, then of course with Pete Rose a long time ago, but Ohtani happening much more recently, I feel like this compares much, much more to Pete Rose, because Ohtani, as far as we know, had nothing to do with the interpreter gambling at all, and it wasn't him. So do you think Jonte Porter probably should have had Fall Guy here?
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Yeah, I mean, you always have a fall guy when you can get one. If you can afford one and have one on hand, definitely keep them around just in case. But yeah, I mean, this definitely resembles the Pete Rose case more than Ohtani, because for all we know and all that we're being told and all that we're being fed is Ohtani had no idea and that he was not aware of the situation. And Porter was very much aware of it because he was telling people, hey, I'm injured tonight. I'm sick tonight. Hit my unders. And then people did and made money. And now you threw away with the rest of your career. Way to go, buddy. But yeah, I mean, way different from Ohtani from all that we know. Like I said a couple weeks ago or a week or so ago, the Ohtani thing, I'm just willing to accept what they're telling us because I don't think that we're going to get anything other than that as far as information regarding him, regarding the situation. So I've lost interest.
Yeah, the story has died down very much because I think it's just pretty cut and dry when it comes to the facts. But, you know, I don't think we will ever actually know what really happened. But this situation definitely compares to Pete Rose very much so. How dumb can you be? Jonte Porter saying that stuff to people, like, you're going to get caught, buddy. You are going to get caught. So that was massive news today. We have some Bettors Box comments. Thank you very much to all of you. Beef_VZ on Twitch. Royals money line for both games today parlayed. Fingers crossed. Like that. Then B Mills on YouTube running back the Braves again today. And also Matt Olson over 1.5 hits runs RBI at -150. I like that. I like that bet a lot because you get it at BetMGM. We love BetMGM over 1.5 hits runs RBI. I always like that very much. Reed Phillips Rad says Royals first five plus hits from Witt, Pascatano, and MJ.
Yeah, the Royals money line. I was going to do this, the two team, but really it's just one team money line parlay of the Royals against the White Sox. But then everybody was on it. Joe Ostrowski was on it on BetQL Daily. Chris Mack was on it. So then I got scared because, like, well, if we're all on this, something's going to go wrong. So instead, I'm playing Brady Singer, and I'm going to bet that he keeps up his hot start under 1.5. Runs for the White Sox in the first five. Singer's had an awesome start, 0.98 ERA, already faced the White Sox once. It's a bad weather day in Chicago, day game. It's been rainy and drizzly all day. So White Sox team total first five, under 1.5. But I like the parlay for the Witt, Pascatino, and MJ Melendez. They've been red hot. I love playing on Vinny Pascatino, obviously. Bobby Witt's an MVP candidate. So yeah, I mean, it seems like we're all trying to find different ways to bet the Royals today and fade the White Sox in these doubleheaders.
Yeah, definitely. The weather report from your blinds says it's very, very cloudy and gross out tonight.
They're about the same color as the sky. Just trust me on that one.
Exactly. Then Parley 69 says Yankees money line, even money, or Dodgers. Run line. Dodgers run line, I believe. Knack on me. I would go Yankees money line because I do have a couple bets in the Yankees game. So I would probably go Yankees money line there.
Yeah, I would go Yankees too. Like I said, I'm on their team total over. I just, even though it's the Dodgers, I don't trust a rookie pitcher making his first start. He's struggled this year in AAA, especially against the Nationals team that's been a little finicky. They've got some guys. CJ Abrams is playing really well. Trey Lipscomb's kind of announced himself as a rookie candidate. So I wouldn't go the run line with the Dodgers. I don't like it. I'd rather go with the Yankees, which is gross to say, but you know, here we are.
It certainly is, but you know what, you gotta go where the money is, so sometimes you gotta just hold your nose and do it. Thank you all for your comments. Keep them coming, please, in the Bettors Box, because we are now moving to Pitch Clock pitcher props, and we're gonna go through some of the matchups and see which we would take an over under on strikeouts and or runs and what have you. Paul Blackburn at over under 4.5 strikeouts against the Cardinals. The over is -130. The under is +100. What would you take here, Jake?
Yeah, Pete's cousin Paul Blackburn. I wouldn't go the over here just because the Cardinals have been playing a little bit better and Blackburn isn't really generally a high strikeout guy, so I would probably go the under here.
Every time I saw, see, now I can't remember, did I say Pete Blackburn? Because I'm friends with Pete Blackburn, and every time I see Paul Blackburn, I think Pete Blackburn. I know I'm not alone in that. I know many people do, because Paul Blackburn is not the most famous of them. So I think it, you know, Pete Blackburn should be the first to come to mind. I would take the under here, plus 100. He hasn't gone over this at all this season. The Cardinals are slightly in the top half of the league when it comes to strikeouts. So I would take the under here. Then Andrew Abbott at 5.5. Jake, what would you take here?
I would go the over here. I hate paying juice for this. I would consider an alt over even. The Mariners haven't been great against lefties. In fact, they're bottom of the league when it comes to OPS against left-handed pitchers. And Andrew Abbott's had a strong start. 2.50 ERA to start the year, building off a strong rookie campaign. I like him a lot. So I would go the over here. I would even consider alt overs.
I like that as well. The over minus 150, the under plus 115. Yeah, the Mariners strike out a lot. He hasn't gone over this. So I think Andrew Abbott. I like the over is good. Bryce Miller at 6.5, the over plus 120, the under minus 160. Jake, what would you take here?
I want to say over so bad. I love Bryce Miller. I have a Cy Young ticket on him, but he hasn't gone over this number yet this year. A weird Wednesday game. I just don't think this is a spot. I think he could have a good game. I'm playing the under in this game overall, but I would go the under in this scenario for the specific prop.
I might go over here at this price, plus 120. I know the red strike out a lot, but you know, I would take a chance with the over. And then we have Tanner Houck at 4.5. I went back and forth on this like all morning, Jake. And I initially was like the under, but then I think I might actually take the over here. Initially was leaning under, but the Guardians have one of the lowest strikeout totals in the league. But Tanner Houck had 10 strikeouts and 7 strikeouts in 2 of his outings. And Cutter Crawford did have 6 strikeouts against these Guardians. So I would take the chance over minus 110 for Tanner Houck over 4.5 strikeouts.
I would lead the under here because of that low strikeout rate that the Guardians have, that the way they're swinging the bats, they've been a good offensive team. They could knock him out early. I would lean under here.
And the under is minus 115. If you want to get in on that as well. And then Reed Detmers, the over under 2.5 for earned runs. The over is minus 115. The under is minus 120. What would you take, Jake?
Honestly, against a Rays team that has kind of disappointed me so far this year, and Detmers, he's broken out. He used to be a very sporadic pitcher where he would have one game with 1 earned runs and 10 Ks and then give up 7 earned and 3 home runs the next start. He's evened out. He's been really strong to start the year. I think I would go the under here.
Yeah, I also agree. The under minus 120, over minus 115. I like that very much. We have a few more comments in the betters box. Landon Jackson, 6969, very nice, on Twitch, nice, said, I feel like these stories are going to become common occurrences with athletes gambling. It seems to be more common occurrences because I think it's legal for us non-athletes to do it. So it's more accessible for people, I think. But I feel like we will see this probably more often, right, Jake?
Yeah, I mean, I think what's going to end up happening is athletes are going to start signing contracts, and it's going to be built in their contract that you can't wager either on your sport or sports of any kind because it's a slippery slope. I think that's just what the leagues in the U.S. are going to have to start adapting to, and there's just going to have to start being language built into these contracts.
Yeah, it really is such a slippery slope. And then Kilmer's on Twitch. Can we give a shout out to my boy Justin from our Smokers Lounge BetQL Discord? He loves you, Lucy. Well, thank you very much
all
to
right.
Justin.
You know what? From I'm the getting BetQL a little sick of all the, you know what? What is this Jake Hassan erasure that we've had the last couple days? I'm getting a little tired of the betters box and the tweets being all Lucy. Yeah, don't get me wrong. Lucy's great. I'm here too. What am I, chopped liver to you people? Come on. This is ridiculous.
If you love Jake, please let him know before he melts down. Please. We need him for the rest
of the show. I
think I already
did. We're already there, but come on.
Please. Please, somebody in the Discord, please tell Jake that you love him. Jake, you're great. You're great. That's my comment.
Thank
in the
you.
Back
you
box.
Are too.
Jake is wonderful. Then
Lucy Bird.
I'm in there chatting away. Landon Jackson, 6969. The problem with Blackburn over is Jordan Walker and Victor Scott are not in the lineup, and they are the two that strike out a lot. So that is something to consider for sure. And also says Steven Matz over 16.5 outs recorded minus 110. And this one is a great bet as well. So other
I
things
like that one a lot.
To-
That's really
good. I like that too. I like that too. Thank you all for your kind comments. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it so much.
Sure, Lucy. Keep gassing them up. Keep fishing for the comments. Sure thing.
Three more comments. We love you. Okay, so now it is time for the warning tracker. The Red Sox starting pitching does stay red hot, but the bullpen does continue to struggle. Starters have an ERA of 2.03, which is the best in baseball. Relievers have an ERA of 4.11, which is the 17th in baseball. These are the pitching splits in the last seven Red Sox losses. Whitlock 2, bullpen 5, Crawford 0, bullpen 6, Hauk 7, with 4 earned runs, bullpen 0, Whitlock 1, bullpen 8, Crawford 0, bullpen 7, Bayo 3, 1 earned run, bullpen 4, Whitlock 0, bullpen 2. Does this, Jake, quickly just affect how you would bet on a Red Sox game? Because I know Guardians money line is really something that you were right about.
Guardians money. That's exactly how I played this. Yesterday, I thought about the first five, but then I went full game because I just don't trust the Red Sox bullpen. If anything, this is a live betting opportunity too. There's a game where the Red Sox are ahead or where it's tied and you can get a good price on the opposing team. I think you got to consider taking them because look at the splits we just read off. The bullpen's terrible. These guys are burnt out, and these starters just aren't going deep into the game. I think that this is a fade of the Red Sox bullpen, either live or for full game lines for at least the next couple weeks.
Yeah, definitely. We also have some updates, Jake, on people who love you. Kilmers says he loves you too, Jake, but didn't mention it the first time.
I don't want your pity.
Afterthought, Jake over here. Right. Landon Jackson 6969 says, I love you, Jake. And then B Mills on YouTube says, haha, poor Jake. Appreciate you a lot, man. And Lucy too.
Yeah, see, whatever. I don't want your pity. I don't want your pity comments, okay? You should be doing this of your own volition, all right? Yeah. You shouldn't need me to be having a very public meltdown on the show that I host, okay?
More love for Jake, please, because Jake is great. This is Bet Slips and Bat Flips, presented by BetMGM on BetQL. I am Lucy Burge. He is the wonderful Jake Hassan. Send us your questions and comments on twitch.tv/BetQL and on YouTube at Odyssey Sports, please, because now it is time for the walk-off, and we are going to wrap up our plays, get into any stayaways we might have, or final parting words. Jake, what are you betting on today? The people are excited to hear from you.
Yeah, clearly. the White Sox were going right now. White Sox already started, but I'll say it again. Under 1.5 runs in the first five for the White Sox against Brady Singer. Yankees, team total over 4.5. Like I said, Judge, Stanton, Soto, all really good history against Kevin Gausman, and he looks very hurt right now. He does not look good at all. A game that I mentioned and somebody that I mentioned, CJ Abrams, over 1.5 total bases at plus money. He's playing like an MVP right now. Honestly, I think he should maybe be in the discussion for NL MVP soon, if not already. A lefty hitter against a righty making his debut who struggled in the minors. I really like that. Jared Kelenic, plus 160, over 1.5 total bases too. You know, has the peripherals and has won at bat against JP France, but France has also been bad in 3 starts already this year. Under 7.5, Cincinnati and Seattle. Really like this one. Bryce Miller, who everyone knows I'm very high on against the Cincinnati lineup that is prone to whiffs. And Andrew Abbott, who has had a strong start to the year against the Seattle team that's been bad against lefties this year. And then I'm going to our boy, Tristan Casas, over 1.5 total bases, plus money still. He's been on a tear this year. And going against Blake Lively's cousin, Ben, who had a 5.38 ERA and 12 starts last year and has bounced around the league for a couple of years. He's not very good. Casas is on a tear, really like that. And then the Kelenic home run to round it out 6-1 for the Just for Funsies.
I like that very much. I am also on Tristan Casas, as I said, over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI, but I am increasingly being more convinced to take him to hit another home run tonight. When I saw him hit that home run last night, I was like, shoot, I was going to take him to hit a home run. So you know what? I might change that to home run right here on the spot, right here, live, changing that to Tristan Casas to hit a home run. And over, that's a really good idea. We're going to add Tristan Casas' home run to that and not replace it. We're going to add it, home run and over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI. And then Mike Trout over 1.5 total bases, the core of the Angels there, holding them together. Bryce Harper over 1.5 total bases as well. Giancarlo Stanton over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI there. And Aaron Judge to hit a home run. So now I have two home run props today. Aaron Judge and Tristan Casas, both Judge and Stanton, have done very well against Gausman. So I have a lot of faith in both of those to hit tonight and in all of these bets, really. And a lot of faith in you, Jake, because I think you are just phenomenal.
I don't want the pity here. I don't want this pity that now that Lucy is the star and the face of the show. I don't want everyone's pity. Again, this should be your own volition. And I'm fine. I'm a big boy. I can handle it. You know, I might not be handling it great right now, but somebody has to be the heel on the show. I get it. It's fine. And you know what? Since I'm going to be the heel here, I'm going to give one more out at the buzzer because I think we're going to have to go back to the well on this one. I think I'm going to play the Rockies on the money line again. I think I'm going to do it. They're plus 188, plus 190 out there. Ryan Feltner's on the mound. Like I said, he seems to be having a breakout of sorts. It's in Philadelphia, and the Phillies have not been playing the Rockies very strong. Like, they're almost losing these games. So, fine. I'll do it. Rockies on the money line. It's mispriced. I really like what they have going. And at a big price again, we'll add Rockies money line to the card because I'm a sicko.
Okay. Hashtag we love you, Jake. Get that trending, please. And we'll get all those comments in tomorrow. Definitely. Thank you all so much for watching today. Be sure to subscribe to Bet Slips and Bat Flips wherever you get your podcast, and watch us tomorrow at 2 right here. Same time, same place. And of course, don't forget to bet smarter and beat the books with both BetQL and the BetMGM apps. And thank you, Jake. Thank you, Matt. We will see you all right here tomorrow. And thank you, Sean, right here on Bet Slips and Bat Flips.